This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Many of the issues in the current governor's race may be the same as in Huey Long's day, but there's one huge difference this year: the money involved.
He's got zillions of dollars. He's been able to raise a lot of money in his super PAC and a lot of money individually.
Jay Darden is talking about David Vitter. With 1 month to go, Vitter had $7 million on hand between his campaign and his super PAC.
This is an election and not an auction.
But Scott Angel also has a super PAC and, combined with his campaign funds, has over $2 million available to spend.
Who took on the standard of all men and whipped ass? Just like you promised to do.
Neither Vitter nor Angel will be battling big oil if they win, however, as much of their financial support has come from that industry. Angel has said,
we must continue to make certain that the Gulf of Mexico is a viable and competitive place to explore and produce hydrocarbons.
And Vitter has stated,
I would lead a coalition of other states' governors to expand and accelerate domestic energy production.
Vitter is also promising to benefit his oil and gas industry contributors by pushing to curb the so-called legacy lawsuits.
We need to dramatically improve our legal environment with tort reform and litigation reform, because we have a very negative anti-business legal environment.
John Bell Edwards says, however,
state policy should not be to immunize any private interest.
Edwards does not have a super PAC. Darden does, but it's got less than 10 grand available. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.